Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I am Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And on the line with us, we're lucky enough to have Margarita Bassi. Good morning, Margarita.
Hi, Eric and Dennis. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my. Our pleasure. Margarita is a regular contributor to the Smithsonian Magazine, Gizmodo, and Popular Science. And I was looking at articles to talk about during our program, and this article you had up there about AI videos of animals could be dangerous piqued my interest. And I was like, I wonder if Margarita could talk about it a little bit with us. So what is this all about, Margarita?
Yeah, of course. So basically in my article, I report on a study published in the Journal of Conservation Biology in September by researchers in Spain. And basically the team found problems with AI-generated photos and videos of wild animals on social media. Mm-hmm. So long story short, this sort of content can distort our understanding of wildlife and create problems for conservation efforts. And I'm sure we've all seen the videos that the study is talking about. We're all guilty, you know, scrolling through TikTok or Instagram, and you see a video of, you know, animals doing very shocking things, and you're so excited about it, and you want to send it to a friend, and then you're like, wait a second, is this even real? So those are the videos we're talking about here.
Yeah, the one you referenced, I've seen before, that leopard leaping back from the kitty cat, saving the toddler. I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think it was real, not real. I didn't actually make a judgment, which is, I think, kind of what this article is talking about, is our brains are being kind of fooled into starting to maybe be desensitized or dealing with misinformation when it comes to how animals really act because of all these fake videos, you know, all these bunnies on a trampoline. You're not going to get six bunnies on a trampoline.
Yeah, of course. So really the problem here has to do with conservation and our connection with nature. So on the conservation front, mm-hmm. I interviewed one of the co-authors. His name is Jose Guerrero Casado. And basically the example he gave is of, I don't know if you guys have seen this type of video, but videos of, for example, like bird parents killing snakes that look like they're about to eat, like they're bird babies. And mm-hmm. so the snakes are portrayed as evil in these videos, even though, you know, they're just doing their snake thing. They're predators, like they got to eat. And but this portrayal of them as like the evil villain in these short videos could decrease public support for snake conservation.
Yes, I would agree with that. I have no support for snake conservation, even without the videos.
Well, you know, if you see a lot of these videos and maybe it's a snake species that you're not familiar with, then I don't know, it could give you a false impression of these animals. Yep. And another issue is also that these videos could give false impressions about just the abundance of vulnerable species. Like if we're seeing these rare animals in videos all the time, we might think there's more of them than there actually are. And so again, that could decrease public support for conservation of animals that are actually very vulnerable. But if we're seeing them in videos all the time, we think they might actually just be everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, like polar bears drinking Coke. I was like, wow, there's so many polar bears out there drinking Coca-Cola.
Exactly. And another problem is that if, you know, not only do we think maybe there's more polar bears than there are, but some kids might think that they can just like walk outside and like pet a polar bear, you know, like they'll be their best friend, because these videos sometimes anthropomorphize animals, which means it gives them like human qualities, it makes them friendly. And so it's really distorting people's understanding of nature, but it's particularly alarming for children who might develop false expectations after seeing these videos about not only the kind of wildlife in their area, but also how this wildlife like interacts with them. And, you know, when I was writing about this, I was thinking about all of the animated movies and like shows there are, you know, from like Disney, Pixar, that also anthropomorphizes these animals. But Casado, the co-author that I interviewed, he points out that there's a big difference here. Like these animated shows are not harmful in the way that these AI videos are for children and their understanding of nature, because these videos are just so realistic and there's so many of them now on social media.
You're right. I mean, so this could be a thing. I would contend it could be a thing. That's why I brought it up. We are a very gullible species, and to look at these videos, they do look very real, and they're very easy to make using the artificial intelligence that's out there. I was messing around with Gemini this past weekend, just editing photos on my smartphone. I mean, I was sitting at I put myself in a patio, then I added like a whole bunch of dogs and a fire pit that didn't exist. I made it snow, and you can do it super fast. And for a ding dong like me doing it, who has no artistic eye, imagine somebody who knows what they're doing with technology. They really can create videos that fool us.
Yes, exactly. And part of the problem is that people, especially young people, are increasingly using social media also as a source of information and not just like entertainment and a good sense of distance between like what they're seeing and like their understanding of the world.
So I guess I got a question for you. So how, you know, truth in advertising, right? So is it an art to actually have the artificial intelligence produce these videos of interactions that are not real? Is there do we need some sort of requirement to understand what's real and what's not? Do we need to actually filter? Do we need a filter? Like we have web filters where people can't go to inappropriate websites because we've protected them using a web filtration system. You know, you can't go to malicious sites. You can't go to these sites. Do we need to add filtration to AI-generated false or fake sites, even though they might be entertaining too? People may want to see these things. But to not know the difference, asking the rest of us to figure this out, I was fooled by the kitty and the bobcat. I didn't think about it enough, but it is. I have seen that video. I'm like, wow, that's a tough little cat. Is what I thought.
Of course.
What is this? Well, what does the author of the study think should be the solution, other than complaining about it?
So the solutions they proposed are increased media literacy and environmental education in schools. Mm. So as far as increased media literacy goes, like teaching students how to consume information responsibly, and you know, having a good sense of critical doubt instilled in them, and understanding that if you see one thing from one source, maybe it's a good idea to check it from another source. So that's what we mean by increased media literacy, and also just environmental education in school. So knowing that, you know, depending on where you live, these researchers are in Spain. There aren't any lions in Spain. So, you know, children in Spain should be aware of the fact that there aren't any lions outside of their school, and have that sort of environmental education, so that even if they do see these videos with these cute, cuddly lions, they don't think they're going to get to pet them when they go home. And then I think part of media literacy now, and this is just like my personal take, should also include education on how to approach AI videos, like how to identify them. Like, right, what are the questions you can ask when you're watching a video to understand, is this real or is this not real? Because, you know, some videos are just like so obviously AI generated, like animals, people are doing crazy things, or like they're like literally physically impossible.
Right.
But it's getting more and more realistic, like you were mentioning earlier. And so there are some things that we can look out for. As part of the article that I wrote for Popular Science, I also interviewed a computer engineer from the University of Buffalo. Mm-hmm. His name is Sui Liu, to ask, you know, what is some advice that you have for us? And so besides the obvious, you know, people doing physically impossible or totally unrealistic things, he pointed out some subtler red flags, like for, and things I wouldn't have thought of. So animals moving way too smoothly, shadows and reflections that don't align with objects. And then also apparently oddities in details like fur or feathers. These generative AIs are still struggling with that.
Well, right. And that's all good advice as far as trying to figure out if it's fake or not. So the reason if you think about it, I was just watching Netflix, right? Watching a thing on Netflix, and they'll give you all the warnings. MA, smoking, nudity, whatever it might be, right? So is it at some point incumbent upon the platforms to at least inform us? I mean, having you have to figure out if that fur looks real or not is, again, more that brain power that you're just tired. You're not going to be sitting there trying to figure out whether or not it's real. I would contend that there should be some level of responsibility in the platform to say, this is not real.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think the researchers addressed this directly, like the specific topic in the study, but I personally would agree that social media should probably not like filter them out, but have some sort of tag that says, hey, watch out, this is AI-generated content. So I agree with that.
Well, or at least let the user filter it if they want to, right? I mean, The bobcat and the kitty, I could have done without. I could have taken that 10 seconds and not had it. And if I filter that out, knowing that I'm going to only look at real things on the interwebs, that's the internet already is full of garbage. Now I have to spend even more brain power to figure out whether or not it's artificial garbage. I would hope the platform would be at least nice enough to say, choose your garbage today.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. That would be a useful tool.
It would be. But, well, thank you, Marguerite. We appreciate you coming on and chatting about this article. It was interesting, and I hope you'll stay in touch. If you have any other articles or tech content you work on, no matter what magazine you're working on, we'd love to chat with you about it and have you chime in and let our listeners know about it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me, Eric and Dennis.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marguerite.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, we'll put the link up there to her article for you to take a look at over at Computer Talk with Tab. And we're going to step out for a quick break. We'll be right back. And we are back. We're here till 11 o'clock. Four lines wide open for you. Feel free to get online. If you want to talk about AI work slop or AI videos that have faked you out, I've got one for you before we take your call. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. This was a story that came out at the end of October. I never had a chance to talk about it, and it kind of fits with what we just talked about with Margarita. This is a PC Mag story. Did you fall for this deep fake of a live stream of NVIDIA's CEO? Basically, Jensen Huang was giving a keynote about his technology, and basically, there's a live stream happening of a deep fake of him also going on, which was pushing a dangerous crypto scam.
Oh.
So people knew he was going to be talking. The bad guy said, we're going to make it look like he's talking about crypto. And of course, you ding-dongs love crypto so much.
That people latched onto it.
95,000 views versus 12,000 watching the real video.
Oh.
So this goes again to show you, A, you're willing to be tricked because crypto, as far as I'm concerned, is a scam to begin with. Then, of course, you had somebody out there take your gullibility in that, create a deep fake of this guy talking about crypto, and 95,000 of you are out there saying, oh, yeah, the CEO of NVIDIA thinks it's a great idea. And you're jumping on it. So what can I tell you? YouTube launched a new likeness detection tool, and that is out there, too, where you can actually figure out whether or not you're being scammed with that, kind of in the same arena that we talked about with Margarita, as far as maybe these platforms need to tell us if it's fake or not. And if they have a detection tool, wouldn't it be nice, you know, if like in Netflix, they get smoking and nudity and they say it's a deep fake. Wouldn't it be nice, Dennis? Come on.
It would be.
And of course, there's so much technology out there to create these that we're gonna have to really get this in front of folks quickly before we all fall for these scams. We'll put the link to the article. You can read it yourself. But 95,000 versus 12. 95,000 watching the scam.
Yeah, that's like several times.
You can't make it up. Can't make it up. We're going to go to Zig in Wilmington, North Carolina, wants to talk about AI slop. What do you got there, Zig?
Hey, my wife got into a minor fender bender out in the parking lot, and the insurance carrier, the national company and all, big company, they didn't have an adjuster look at it. They just said, send in some pictures, which we did, of the damage on her car. And then they asked for one more picture from a different angle, and we sent that in. And then they came back with a estimate. Mm-hmm. Bottom of the estimate said it was AI generated.
Gotcha. So no human adjuster looked at the damage.
Right. So, but the bottom line was they came back with a estimate, 949 or 989 or something of that nature, $900.
Yeah.
And we went to our local collision place here that's authorized, the only one authorized for like Mercedes and all, and we've done excellent work.
Yeah.
And it was only $300.
Oh.
So the AI was going to give you $600 more than you needed.
Right.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, they save so much in not having the human do it.
So I just found that interesting. I don't know if that's...
No, that's it.
What category that goes into, but I thought I'd just share that with you.
Yeah.
That's an example of the AI backfiring on them because it theoretically it ended up costing them more.
Right.
Or it could have.
Yeah.
But
well, did you accept the 900? You did, didn't you?
Well, as it turns out, I got $1,000 deductible, so
so it doesn't matter.
It's a non-issue for me, but
then it didn't really cost them anything.
No,
so it could have cranked out any number for that estimate up to $1,000, and it wouldn't have made any difference.
So Zig, my cynical self is saying, you know what? We're going to go ahead and tell the AI to make sure that the estimates are up as high as the deductibles to make people think that they're willing to, here's what it's going to cost. You know what I mean? And then you're going to go in and get a better result from your body shop and everyone's happy, right? You walked away happy with a smile on your face, Zig, right? Only cost you $300 and they thought it was going to cost $1,000.
That's a good point, and I didn't think of that, but I appreciate that takeaway on that issue. We're probably 99% correct.
Maybe.
Right? 99% correct.
Maybe. It could be that, or to Dennis's point, the AI is so bad that they're going to lose all sorts of money paying out larger adjustments than they should. But interesting. Interesting, Zig. That is a real-life usage of AI that would replace humans, and they think the AI is going to be better. So,
well, I mean, there's a lot of AI that's failed businesses. I just happened to bump through the internet and I found two different articles about AI projects that failed and the company has had to go back on them. One was, both involve fast food ordering.
Ah.
One was Taco Bell, the other one is McDonald's, and both companies are basically going back to the drawing board with their AI ordering methods that they were experimenting with and then they found are deficient.
So they're not asking if you want fries with that?
I don't know. It's just not working the way they wanted it to.
Well, Zig, we appreciate you chiming in from North Carolina.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day, guys.
You too, sir. But yeah, I mean, that's interesting. If I'm the insurance company and I know Zig's got a $1,000 deductible, I guess I'll just tell him it's under a grand. Just under a grand. Why not? What's the harm?
Right.
I can almost pick any number I want.
Well, yeah, that's what I was getting at. Any number. Under 1,000.
Ugh, I don't know, Dennis. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get to your calls. Four lines wide open.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Open. We're here till. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We are here until 11, and that's No BS Brass. It's an awesome little band out of Virginia, second line band. Check them out. I tried to bring them here for the third Brass Blast. That didn't happen. They would have been fun. They would have been fun. I got a quick news article for you I want to bring up. A rideshare giant moves 200 Macs out of the cloud.
Macs.
And saves $2.4 million. So basically, it's a Singapore version of like Grubhub or those folks that pick up food for you.
Okay.
And they were paying for these cloudy Macs, 200 of them, and finding that they're not getting the performance they wanted. And they started to see the high cost of renting stuff in the cloud. Anytime you rent it, it's more expensive than owning. I don't know if that is it's a simple economic truth. And they did the math and said, you know what? We're done renting them in the cloud. We're going to bring them on-prem. Yes, on-prem.
Wow. Very nice.
Curious, Dennis. On-prem.
Their own iron.
They brought it on-prem, and actually they put it in another data center, but it's still their systems in their data center. So they're not renting Cloudy Macs in a tenement in the sky, which is what most other cloud scenarios are, where you're renting CPU, you're renting, compute power, In this case, it's all their power.
Right. It's their own private cloud.
Exactly. And it improved their performance between 20 and 40% and helped them to achieve a projected $2.4 million in savings over 3 years. So basically, it's just proving again that taking ownership of the core infrastructure can be a major competitive advantage, allowing them to deliver faster and more reliability to our customers across the region. So I'm not saying it, they are. I'll put the link to the story and you can read it yourself. And we do talk about it with our clients a lot. Should I put it in the cloud or should I keep it on-prem? A lot of their software is forcing them to rent it in the cloud.
True.
But when it's on your server in your four walls, that server is only working for you.
Right.
When it's in somebody else's cloud and that cloud goes down or gets hacked or gets impacted or ransom like CDK, thousands of auto dealerships, 15,000 of them couldn't sell a car.
Right. That's a lot of money to lose.
That's a lot of money, a lot of sales. Had they had the servers in their own dealerships, they wouldn't even have noticed. But it is what it is. Let's go to Tim in Farmington and see what he's got cooking. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, guys. I got a question about a computer that I built in around 2018 or so.
All right.
Okay.
When I built it, the motherboard that I put into it only had, you know, I wasn't thinking at the time, only has one USB-C port in the back. Doesn't have any other friendly ports on the case or anything. Mm. I just want to ask you, if I give you some specs of the motherboard, I want to know if I can upgrade the motherboard and retain some of the other hardware drives and stuff that are in it without doing a total rebuild.
Well, before you give us the specs, is it a regular case or is it some sort of micro case?
No, it's a regular tower.
Regular tower. So basically the motherboard has slots.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you don't need to go crazy here. If you want to add more ports, you can buy them.
You can buy a USB controller card and stick it in there.
Now you've got ports the wazoo. Yeah.
They exist.
Yeah. So basically...
it's a card that just gives me more slots out the rear of the tower.
Correct.
Yep. You get more ports.
All right.
It was rare.
It would have the same speed that I would get from a normal USB-C connection?
It should be the same.
Yeah. Whatever you buy.
Yeah, the USB standard is what it is, and when it comes to transmission speed, all of that is built into the protocols. So, I'm not going to say there isn't going to be any difference, okay?
Yeah.
You can have a really good card that's really nice, or you can have one that's not quite so good. But there's a standard that it all has to meet, and it should all be the same.
You can go to StarTech. Right. StarTech.com probably has these cards really readily available. CDW.
Yeah. Yeah. CDW, Amazon.
Yeah. And you just pop it open, you pop it in, the motherboard would be like, hey, I got some new ports here. The operating system will be like, hey, this is neat. I got some new ports to use.
It's a lot easier than I anticipated.
There you go.
Yeah, when I threw it together, it's a Gigabyte Z370 HD3P motherboard.
Hmm.
I got a couple of solid-state drives in it and a graphics card. So there's some other avenues to plug stuff into the motherboard, but I don't know. I'm a plumber. What do I know?
Oh, you know a lot, I'll tell you.
Yeah, if you built your own computer, you're ahead of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I started it back in the 90s. My brother would give me his hand-me-downs computers, and I just started, messing around with them, taking apart and, throwing new parts at computers and reloading operating systems. And, that's how it starts. You got to just get your hands in it.
That's how Dennis and I started.
At the same time, I don't have the knowledge you guys have.
Yes.
Absolutely. Very early 90s, I bought and built my own machine at home.
I as well.
Yeah.
So I've learned enough to get me in trouble, but not quite enough to get me out of trouble sometimes.
I'll be putting a fan in my computer this afternoon. It's overheating, and I'm getting sick and tired of it overheating.
You can't overheat.
Yeah. It's in a desk, so it's overheating. Yeah.
Another question is, how often should you replace, like, thermal pastes on, like, heat sinks or processors and stuff like that?
You shouldn't have to.
I wouldn't even be touching that stuff.
Yeah. Shouldn't have to.
No. Anything like that you ever handle after installation is delicate.
Yeah, but I'm getting a CPU thermal shutdown, so it could be that I need to do that, but I'm going to start with a big case fan first. You shouldn't have to touch it, Tim, but if you do, it just means that the paste didn't properly cover or what have you to give the CPU enough ability to dissipate the heat through the heat sink.
No, I don't have any thermal issues. It's just that I tore down a computer previously and I noticed that all the paste was dried up and I thought, maybe I should have done something earlier.
Well, you would need the new paste to put it back together. Did you put it back together without it?
No. I have paste. I've got a whole box of parts and stuff.
All right. So you only need it if you're building the machine.
All right. You're the best.
Well, thank you, Tim. And if we have plumbing questions, we know who to call.
Awesome. Yeah, give me a call.
All right, Tim.
Thanks.
You got it. Bye-bye. Man, I should have brought this up, but Tim, there was a leak under my sink in the kitchen that we swore was a leak.
Okay. And?
I did everything. I put all sorts of, towels, paper towels to try to find where the leak was happening. I couldn't find where we'd find this wet spot under where the sink was right there in the bottom of the sink in the wood.
Yeah.
It's all wet.
Right.
So I DIY'd it. I talked to all of my buddies. What do I do? What do I try? They gave me all these intricate things to try to figure out where this maybe micro leak was. And then I broke down and called a plumber.
Okay.
He agreed too. I must have a leak. So what does he do? Well, he starts cutting a hole in the bottom of my cabinet because it must be coming from the top, from the bottom up, even though there's no leak in the basement.
Okay.
So he figured it must be spraying up. Maybe there's a pinhole going up against the bottom. It makes perfect sense. So he's hacking at the bottom of my cabinet. Well, it turns out it was just condensation from my air conditioner, which was right below. The vent was right there. So the cold air that was coming out from the air conditioner was producing condensation because it must not have been insulated correctly. So I have a nice hole in the cabinet.
So, that you didn't need.
Oh. No. So even the experts can't find a leak either. And then he wrote me a bill for cutting a hole in the bottom of my cabinet. I don't know. And he did it honestly. He didn't. Is it okay if I cut a hole in your cabinet? Well, yeah, I can't find a leak either. So let's go, buddy.
Let's go.
So we're going to be here at 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. If we can find a hole in your computer, we're happy to do it. 860-522-9842 is the number. Everything we talked about so far has been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com. Which also works. We're broadcasting and simulcasting on YouTubes and Facebook. If you're part of the Computer Talk with Tab listener network, you can just ask to join. And we're not going to sell you anything or market anything to you or nothing. It's just that we want to make sure you're not a crackpot. And you can join the group and you can even ask questions of the other members of the group and you'll get all the links that we talked about as well. And if you follow us at Tab Computer Sys on X, formerly known as Twitter, you'll get the links there as well. All right, we are back. And we are going to be here until 11 o'clock, helping you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Speaking of concerns,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Concerns, Dennis. We got some firewall
concerns. We
have
a lot of concerns.
Yeah, go for it.
And remember, firewalls or routers or access points, however you call them, those are the key cybersecurity item in your home or your business.
Mm-hmm.
They are the literally the firewall to the world that's protecting you.
Yep.
So they've got to be good. And when they're not up to date, you get things like the Congressional Budget Office getting hacked.
Yep.
Because they had a Cisco firewall that wasn't kept up to date and somebody got through. Another issue that is probably going to affect home users is if the federal government finally comes out with a ban on TP-Link routers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've talked about this a little bit. It's been kind of noised a few places, but it seems to be on target for a ban. The TP-Link company, they have divorced themselves, at least ostensibly, from their former Chinese owner.
Yeah.
And they now are, all of the TP-Link routers that you see in the stores are sold from a company that I think it's based in California.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, yeah, we're a domestic company.
Yeah.
We don't have any footprint in China. The Chinese aren't going to get to us.
Mm-hmm.
But there are still questions.
Yes.
And a ban seems more likely than not to come down probably in the next few months. And one of the problems with TP-Link is that apparently they make a lot of the routers that are distributed by internet service providers.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that you as the homeowner,
yep,
may not be maintaining that router.
No.
It's up to the ISP to do it.
Right.
They would provision the firmware and all of that.
Yep.
And some of those guys are better than others at keeping those things up to date.
Especially if it's in your business.
Right. And you have to worry about, you know, firmware updates, you know, breaking something, because it happens,
oh, yeah,
unfortunately. But still, the advice we always are going to give you is to keep that firmware up to date.
Keep it patched.
If it breaks something, then deal with it, but keep it up to date.
All right. We got two calls coming in here, so let's go to Dave in Bristol here. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, I got a question about a battery on a laptop. I got a... an older HP, it's probably like 2017, 2018. I got a replacement battery a year ago, and it's already not holding a charge.
Yep, that makes perfect sense, and I'm going to tell you why. Because that replacement battery is probably just about as old as the original.
Yeah.
Because they'll make a whole wave of batteries for particular models, mm-hmm. and then they move on to new models. So anything that fits is always going to be one of these older ones.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was probably 5 years old when I put it in.
Bingo.
Yep.
Okay, one little follow-up to that. Because of this, I've just been leaving the laptop plugged in. Is that an issue at all?
No, not for a computer of that age. If you were going back to like 2005, I would tell you something different. But ever since the current ACPI protocols were released, I think in 07.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 07. The computers do a better job of managing the power and not damaging the internal electronics.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
I'm
going to be buying a new laptop because this is running on Windows 10 and I'm just, you know, nothing really is working as it used to.
Yeah. If you can't get a good charge anyways, you may
but
as well
it sounds
on.
Like you got a good run. What? It's eight years or so?
That's a good
run. Yeah, about 8 years right now.
That's not bad for a laptop.
E-cycle it. Owes you nothing.
Okay. Thanks for your time. Love your show, guys.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, those batteries. Wouldn't it be nice if there was a standard battery? Wouldn't it be nice?
Well, I've always wondered why there isn't like a 9-volt battery that you just stick in there.
Even the electric cars use little standard batteries in big, you know, assemblies. They're using the same batteries, though. They've realized they should standardize. How come laptops haven't yet? Let's go to Lori in Deep River. What's happening, Lori?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Quick question for you. Mm-hmm. Last week, we finally went through, made the switch from the cable to back to fiber, whole routine there.
Nice.
Got rid of the modem router there that we own, but it's unplugged. Everything's unplugged. Cable is cut from the house. You know, everything's gone.
Yep.
So why is it that we still have access to that network? I mean, I'm looking at my tablet right now, and it's saying I'm hooked up to the old network, even though I'm using a brand new.
What do you mean network? Are you seeing an Infinity Wi-Fi?
No, Wi-Fi, we renamed the Xfinity network within the house. We gave it its own name, you know, so it was our locked, changed the password.
Yeah.
Nice thing to do, not 123456.
Nice.
And even though the cable is gone, the modem that was there with that system is unplugged and in a box, we're still seeing that network. And
oh, okay. In the bottom right-hand corner of your machine, it's showing the wrong network name?
Yeah, it's showing the old network name. I mean, the new network is showing up.
Yes, so the SSID is showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actively using the old one still. How?
It's a issue with Microsoft. I've seen it on even my own personal machines. Apple, whatever.
It's the same problem.
It's the name.
Same problem.
Yeah, it's still holding that naming convention for whatever reason on the NIC itself.
Yes, it's cached.
Yeah.
It's essentially when the computer connected to your network the first time,
right?
It created a little bit of text, which is essentially a slug or a label that was attached to it by the operating system, and it's going to remain behind.
It's a pain in the butt to get
there,
rid of.
There are ways to change it, but I don't advocate doing it because you can wreck the networking on the computer if it's not done right. I mean, I've actually gone through the effort to do it on a computer, and I will never do it again. I'm just not.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
It's not that it's there. It's working.
Right.
Yeah.
Just it's not selecting the fiber.
Well, it is. You've selected the SSID and you've connected to it. What's happening is the name for it is still being held by
the
other one.
There's a text label that remains behind in the operating system for that adapter, and it's going to be there.
I've tried to have the same issue at Tab, believe it or not, my machine. I can't. And even our operations manager looked at it and says, I don't even understand why that's happening. So there's a label on mine that shows I'm connected to the guest network when I'm not. And basically,
I mean, it's
annoying.
That
Yeah, well, not really. I mean, it's working, so yeah. Okay, that's fine. But it's just I've got both of them showing yep. as active and locked, but yep.
It's just how it's
wait a
been
minute,
named.
How can you be connected when yep. you're not even in existence anymore?
I agree. Yeah, it's a naming convention. We can see if we can find a link to this because it'll help me too if we can find a solution to it. But it is one of those nitpicky. I've tried to find where that change happens, even my own, like Dennis said, it's some sort of cached name somewhere deep into the network config. And I've spent a few minutes trying to find it, then I had something better to do and I stopped. It's one of those things. But it is a little annoying, and I've assumed it was going to clear itself, but it does not. So I don't know what it is as far as where to find it, but I've dealt with it too. And Dennis is still shaking his head too. He's seen it for other folks too in the field, right, Dennis, across our network base?
Well, I've seen it. I've also seen it on my own computers. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's just something that I will never, I'll never go after because I just don't want to deal with it.
Right.
I did find support forum on Stack Exchange, a support forum mm-hmm. question that somebody asked about it
yep.
on Mac. And we can post that article if you feel like looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll look at it.
All right.
It might at least explain it to you in a way that makes sense and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not worried about it because I know that it's a secure
yeah.
Wi-Fi connection.
Right.
It's the one that we had. It's just, why are you selecting that? Even though I selected the new one,
right?
Turn the tablet off and it comes back and it's, oh, you're back to,
yep.
kitty cat number one.
We know.
Kitty cat number two.
We know. It's just a name. It's just a cache.
Okay.
All right, Larry.
Ignore it. Let it be happy. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Yep. Thank you for calling. We want to thank all you guys for calling us on the program today. We want to thank Carolyn for producing, Mike G for posting everything over at our Facebook and Twitter sites. And yeah. I want to thank Margarita Bassi from Popular Science for joining us and talking about artificial intelligence.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.